Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
8:45, quarter till 9, May 8th. Before you know it, it'll be, the Saints will be off for the month, I guess what I'm trying to say, and come back for training camp in Metairie. But it all gets started, I guess, today with rookie mini camp. Mike Dettelier joins us now, WWL NFL analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. Talk about it. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good, Tommy. Thank you.
I guess everybody's signed and all of the rookies are going to be there today?
Not everybody is signed, but I expect that that won't take too long. You slotted today, so you know pretty much where you and what you're going to get for that length of time. And the free agents that you brought in and tryout people, you know, you've already signed those guys. But this is a sort of an orientation, early orientation, I guess, best way to put it, in that going through making sure you understand how we do things at the NFL level. It's different from high school to college to the pros. This is how we do it. And there won't be any, you know, hitting with pads or anything like that, but it's a lot of technique work and basically going through what we expect you to do from play to play.
When it comes to, like, the big guys, you call it slipper and pajama practices, but is there a lot they can tell about the Kelvin Banks, for example, or any other offensive or defensive linemen?
Their technique work, their footwork. Mm-hmm. The one thing I watch all the time with linemen is, can you move your feet and your arms in unison? Now, a lot of people say, well, anybody can do that. No, that's not quite the case when you're going up against another 300-pound man. And when you're an offensive lineman, you understand every time you line up, the athlete that you're lining up against is a better athlete than you. You have to win with your technique work. And so that's what you can tell, Tommy, real quickly. How well they can use their hands and their feet movement skills in unison together. Some guys struggle with it, really, really do. They can get their hands out, but then can't move their feet well, or they can move their feet well, but their hand placement skills aren't very good. So this is why you have these sort of orientation and drills with the rookies and rookie free agents, to get them to understand this is how it's going to be done at the NFL level. You might have been bigger, faster, stronger than other guys in college. Not the case when you hit the NFL.
Do they have to be signed before they take the field? I'm just wondering legally with injuries.
No, there's a waiver deal. Now, some agents, they'll hold their guys out. But, you know, there's a waiver deal that you could sign and actually participate.
When it comes to, like, film study and that kind of thing, do they look at any film here, or is it just,
yes,
like an orientation? They do look at film.
Very much so. That's a big part of this and exactly kind of what they expect you to do. And a lot of times guys come into this, they've already, you know where you're going to be at, and so you're looking at last year's film. Here's the catch with that. New coaching staff. They're teaching you something different. So there's no going back unless you're watching, say, a quarterback and you're Tyler Shucks. You can go back and watch what you saw the Eagles do with Jalen Hurts. Or you are Kelvin Banks Jr. and you can go back and see how the Eagles offensive line, their technical work. But it's a lot of film work, a lot of mental work. And it's like learning a new language. The plays are all the same, but the terminology is different.
So the coaches are looking to, is this more of a, a mental thing, not just physical, where they're looking to see how much this player can grasp and how they can take it from the film room to, well, not that it's film, but from the video room to the field?
Yeah, it's a good question. And I hear it a lot from coaches that are involved in these rookie sessions, is that they want to feed it to them at world record speed. Mm. Because in college, you're kind of giving it, you know, you're getting it teaspoon-wise. They're giving it to you tablespoon-wise and fast. They want to see how quickly you can process the information that's being kind of given to you. And everybody's different. Everybody's learning curve is a little different. Some guys don't quite get it right away and struggle with it. And some guys, you show it to them the first time, hey, I got it. You got to know the individual. Marcus Costa was a great example. And I know he told us the story on the Super Bowl that, you know, he comes in from Hofstra. They were throwing stuff at him. You know, he wasn't quite sure what was happening. So he said it took him a little while to pick it up because he had just never been through what was being taught to him. But he said, you know, after a period of time and rep work, he was able to pick it up pretty quickly. But those first week and a half of it, he said, you know, your mind's swimming because you don't, if you've never been through it, you don't know how quickly, you know, you can process all that information. It has nothing to do a lot of times with your intelligence, too. Sometimes some of the smartest guys, I think they over kind of think things at times, you know, and it doesn't process nearly as quickly. It takes them a little while. So, yeah, it's a good question, and it is all about I'm going to throw this stuff at you, and I want you to tell back to me what I just explained to you.
You know, as you say that, Mike, it reminds me until maybe my senior year in college, every time the semester would start, I would freak out because they'd hand out the syllabus and I'd panic. And it's like, I don't know anything about this. How am I supposed to? And then finally I realized in my senior year, well, no, you don't know anything about it. It's the first day. Just relax and try to understand what's going on. I guess that's kind of what they have to do, right?
Exactly. Pete Jenkins has a line, you know, Pete's 83 now and still coaching all over. And he's like, you know, I see it in the younger schools, you know, when somebody goes to pre-kindergarten to kindergarten, they sort of walk you around for a few days, you know, the kids, to get them accustomed to what's going on. And he's like, I don't know why we don't do that at older ages. You know, if you're hitting middle school for the first time or high school for the first time or college for the first time, why we don't have more of that? Because there is that nervousness. First time you are at a new job. Yep. And that's what it is to these young men. You are at a new environment, a new job. And that's a lot of self-induced pressure.
Exactly. And you also you ask yourself, am I a poser here or not? Do I really belong here or not, right? We'll talk about undrafted free agents real quick when we come back. Talking to Mike Dottiglia, interesting insights into what happens at the Saints rookie minicamp set to start today. The media has access on Saturday, 8:53, 7 till 9, traffic now, WWL. All right, 8:59, just a minute left with Mike Dottiglia. Saints rookie minicamp starts today. Saints, Mike, what about some undrafted free agents got your attention?
One guy who had a six-round pick grade for me, Marcus Yarns from Delaware, short cut runner. And he's quick. He's one cut, get up the field, really, really tough, hard-nosed runner. He catches the ball well coming out of the backfield. The other one is a punter from Alabama, James Burnett. He's from Australia, all of 6 foot six. First, he struggled kicking in the States, and he talked about the heavy air of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, hitting a ball. But he got used to it, and he is going to push to make this roster. Burnup can hit it. He can flat out knock the air out of the football.
All right. Thank you, Mike Dettelier. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll come back, talk about movies in our minds on WWL.